Front Page Dramas present The Tiger's Claw. The Tiger's Claw is dramatized from the actual case history of a famous international crime as told by the world-renowned criminologist H. Ashton Wolfe in next Sunday's issue of The American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which is distributed at no extra cost as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper.
It was a stifling hot night in September. I'd climbed the stairs to our roof canteen for a long, satisfying drink of rice beer when her Inspector Lang appeared in the doorway.
Wolf, I've been looking everywhere for you. The chief wants you. The body of Walter Alex Erickson, shipping baron, recently bankrupt, was found an hour ago in Treptow Woods, shockingly mauled by a tiger.
Rubbish. Tigers don't wander around Berlin's outskirts looking for someone to maul. No circus or menagerie has passed this way lately. Any details?
Well, there's very little known as yet. Come on, I'll tell you all about it in the car.
I've parked downstairs.
Does Erickson live out here?
Well, no. Our report says he'd been dining with an old friend named Frank, the painter. He left early and on foot, taking the path to the station.
Erickson?
Yes. As a forester passed him, and a little later, happening back that way because of some story a farmer told him, the forester found Erickson by the path, dead.
What story?
Well, it all ties up. The farmer's dog had been clawed to death. Funny, it wasn't eaten, just killed. Some wild animal. The farmer was out looking for it.
And he found Erickson dead?
Yes, yes, clawed also.
I don't believe it. Erickson probably was murdered by some lunatic with a razor.
Well, they found prints of a tiger's claw in the clearing by the body. What about the dead dog? And remember, Alex Erickson was an Olympic athlete. Take a good man to kill him.
Well, look, I like the head there.
Oh, yes, yes, that must be it. Yep, yep, there's the chief's car. We'll park over here.
Bang?
Yes, yes, coming. I've got Wolf.
Oh, good. It's a mighty bad job. Must have been an animal, all right. I've seen a man's face bitten and scratched, but never cut to ribbons like that.
Too bad.
You didn't waste any time getting on the job, Chief. What's that?
That's Erickson's coat. It's folded neatly. It must have been flung from his arms. There's his silk topper, just where it fell, untouched.
Is this paper...
Don't disturb that. Here, I'll bring over the lantern. There are footprints under that paper.
The animals?
No. Might have been someone who got here before we did. Maybe one of the peasants. They were out looking for an animal.
These are too small for a peasant. They toe in like an Indian or Asiatic.
Maybe the owner of the cat.
You still think it
was... I found some hairs from its fur, caught in the rough bark of the tree.
It was the spotted tiger. The spotted tiger. Only a lunatic would keep such an animal.
What are you talking about? What spotted tiger? Are you the dumb cook that's been stamping all over this place?
That crazy painter. The peasants wanted to lynch him, but the tiger was sleeping so innocent in his cage. He must have driven it back in.
What's he talking about?
He must mean Herr Frank, the painter. The chap with whom Erickson dined. Of course, he's an animal painter. He might have some animals around the place.
Spotted tiger. Frank has one.
What did I tell you?
But he said Herr Frank's tiger was in a cage. Now, how can
I don't know how it got out or how it got back in, but it's worth investigating. Come on.
You want something?
Herr Frank.
Herr Frank is gone.
We are the government.
Oh, now come in. I have been calling the police. Peasants come and threaten.
Where is Herr Frank?
Something very bad has happened. Herr Frank's friend, Herr Erickson.
Yes, we know all about that. Where's Herr Frank?
His tiger was loose in the yard some little while ago and the lock is broken on the cage, but Herr Frank got the animal back in before there was any trouble. And then a mob of peasants came and Herr Frank slipped out the back way. Drove off in the car.
Get on the phone, Lang. Have the patrols watch all highways for Herr Frank. A dinner engagement, a broken lock, murder by an escaped tiger.
Well, it could be a coincidence.
It'll be hard to prove. Well, the motive is here. It is known that they often quarrel, but they use a tiger for the murder. Well, cheetahs can be trained like a dog to hunt. Why not a tiger?
Pardon, honorable gentlemen. Will you permit me to join you for the inquiry,
Mr. Wong?
Yes.
Well, this is an honor. China's most celebrated detective. Where did you come from?
I have been looking around.
Footprints. Asiatic. Have you been to the scene of the murder?
My honorable ancestors have taught me all rivers flow from a source. Trees grow from the roots. Only the wind and tide have no beginning and no end.
Have you seen Herr Frank?
Honorable artist, implore my help. He is waiting in my contemptible hovel now.
Ah. Well, you'll have to give him up, Mr. Wong. His tiger killed Erickson. The lock is broken on the cage. The tiger was out when the murder occurred. It's an open and shut case.
There is always much looting when a hurricane comes. Although the hurricane steals nothing.
You mean it was a frame-up? That'll be hard to prove.
You will give me a little time, please.
Of course we will, won't we, Chief? Well, he'll need it. Tell Lang to come on. We've located Herr Frank. Now, if you're ready, Mr. Wong, we'll go have a talk with him. Oh, what's that? Through the door.
Only a tiger skin.
Oh.
Honorable Chief, think it was real, maybe.
This place gives me the jitters. That certainly looked real for a minute.
Peasants are more easily deceived than police.
What do you mean?
If you are ready, we shall go to my contemptible hovel. We shall both talk with the honorable artist. An innocent man is most difficult to defend when the circumstances are against him.
You have betrayed me, Mr. Wong. I came here to keep away from the police.
If you're innocent, what were you afraid of?
I didn't do it. If the lock was broken, Erickson did it. He wanted to ruin me. He killed himself.
Why did he want to ruin you?
I couldn't pay him what I owed him. And he lost a lot of money.
I hear there is a woman.
There is always a woman.
Well, who was she?
No, there was no woman. I didn't do it. I don't know anything. Why don't you believe me?
The Honorable Erickson was poisoned once.
You worked fast, Mr. Wong. I just got that report myself. Thelma Lassen was her name.
Where is she now?
Do you know, Herr Frank?
No.
Are you sure?
I tell you, I don't know anything about it.
I have a report here that Thelma Lassen was at your house earlier that same evening. Is that true?
If you are guilty, I cannot help you. If you are innocent, you will help us.
I had nothing to do with it. Herr Erickson used to love her, yeah. They broke up, and lately I've seen her once, twice, but he didn't know it. He wouldn't care anyway. That is all past, I tell you. I didn't do it.
Take him to the station. We'll see him there later.
If you please, honorable gentlemen, I would like to talk to him alone first.
I'm sorry, Mr. Wong.
I would like to have you take this microscope.
Huh?
Examine the strands of fur you found on the tree trunk, please. And while you are doing this, if I may talk with the honorable artist.
Very well. Wolf, you stay with them. Here, I'll take the microscope. Come on, Lang. Now, Mr. Wong, you may have 5 minutes, no more. Don't let them try any tricks, Wolf.
What do you suppose he's after?
I'm not sure. He wants the truth. He couldn't risk his reputation on a guilty man. I think he and Wolf will come out of that room with the artist's confession.
The microscope.
Oh, yes.
Here, I have the strands of hair here in this envelope.
Well, he's a clever Oriental, but I think he picked the wrong fellow to defend this time.
There they are. See anything?
That's funny. Here, you look at those hairs.
Look dead to me.
Yeah.
No root at all.
Right.
Well, that hair is desiccated. That didn't come from a live animal.
Well, that looks bad for Frank. If it wasn't his tiger, it was the artist himself.
Yes, but these hairs...
Well, they're from the tiger skin on the floor of the artist's home. He let the tiger out to fool us. Then Herr Frank must have followed Erickson himself, covered with the tiger skin, killed Erickson and the dog, too, and then... Because I had a great deal of confidence in the honesty as well as the cunning of the Oriental detective, I allowed him to talk with Herr Frank privately. I stayed across the room. Mr. Wong seemed to be pleading with him, and finally he got what he wanted. The next night I learned what it was. I made a secret visit with a Chinese detective to the apartment of Thelma Lassen. No one answered our ring, and so Mr. Wong opened the door with a master key he carried.
One moment now. We must work fast. She may return soon. You will kindly watch the door. I will hurry.
This is risky.
Very beautiful statuary.
Confounded, Mr. Wong. I came here to get something connected with the Erickson case. Not to admire Indian statuary.
Pardon, please. Burmese.
All right, Burmese. What has that got to do with the tiger? The elevator is coming up.
Come, please. Close the door. We will escape down by the window if she comes.
What are you doing?
I am leaving the young lady a letter.
Quick. Quick, the knob is turning. Well, that was a close call. We certainly didn't have time to learn anything.
To see is to learn.
Well, I didn't see anything, but that note you left her.
It was from Herr Frank, asking her to meet him.
But he's in jail.
Will she go there?
The note requests her honorable presence in the glade where the body of the slain man was found.
In the glade? You mean... Why, you don't dream she will go there to meet her Frank.
The note expressed his great devotion. The flower will bend far to give its petals to the sun.
But even if she went, what does it prove?
Not until the flower opens in the sunlight do we know the color of its heart.
This is the craziest thing I ever did. If the commissioner ever learns of this, I'll never hear the end of it.
Don't blame me. I'll confess I don't know what Mr. Wong plans to do, but he asked me to bring you and Lang out here, and I told him I would.
You don't really think Fräulein Lassen would come to this place here to meet Frank? Why, the peasants won't come near here, even in the daytime. Say it's haunted by the ghost of Herr Eriksson.
Pardon, honorable gentlemen. You have had patience that would shame my own people. Tonight we shall learn whether or not the honorable artist is guilty.
I still think his tiger did it.
No. The tiger hairs we found were not from a living animal.
Yes, but the clawing and the marks of the tiger's paw on the ground.
Well, that I can't understand. There's a car stopping down by the road.
You will be very quiet, please. I will meet her and explain that her lover is not here tonight.
You think she will turn on her Frank and tell us why he killed Eriksson?
We shall soon see. Someone is coming up the path. You will stay back here where she does not see you kindly. I will go to meet her. Fräulein Lassen.
Who are you?
I am humble person of no interest, Fräulein, except having the honor to arrest you.
What?
Please stretch hands out straight. Unfortunate to make other moves.
Why do you wish to arrest me?
Wearing many rings on right hand. See, I have handcuffs for your wrists to match your rings.
What?
Lift your arms, please. Hold them before you. Now walk slowly toward me and
you...
Put up your hands, you tigress. Hurry up or I shoot.
Are you hurt, Mr. Wong?
Honorable Chief, name her right. She is the tiger.
Look in her hand.
Steel claw with razor-sharp points. You're sure you're not hurt, Mr. Wong?
Fortunately, humble coat and shirt saved my life.
All right, drop that claw. Stand back now while we loosen it.
Is it really a claw?
She wears wagnock.
Wagnock?
Come from India, held by rings on her fingers.
She killed Herr Eriksson?
And broke the lock on the honorable artist's tiger cage. To fool us.
Yes, and she almost did.
Honorable detectives, pardon Mr. Wong, but Mr. Wong not fooled. The cuts and scratches on the dead man not made by tiger claws. Your humble associate recognizes wagnock marks. The hair was not from live tiger. I have only to find person familiar with Indian wagnock.
Yes, but the marks of the paws on the ground.
Honorable Detective Wolf can tell you where that came from.
I'm sorry, Mr. Wong.
You did not notice the base of the Burmese statue in Fräulein Lassen's apartment?
Of course, the Burmese statue. The base was a tiger's claw.
Well, Mr. Wong, you solved it. I thought it was a tiger.
Honorable Chief, not far wrong. Mr. Wong hope he will keep her in cage good long time.
The Tiger's Claw, the dramatization you have just heard, was based on another actual case history of international crime as told by the world-renowned criminologist and author, Mr. H. Ashton Wolfe, in a feature article in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world. Join the millions of Americans who each Sunday find the maximum of reading enjoyment in the entertaining, educational, and up-to-the-minute stories, articles, and fiction by the world's best writers featured in every issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed each Sunday with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.